Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Ryan Bennett. He's an author, speaker, and high performance coach. Ryan, welcome to our show today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Christopher.
I love the topic of high performance. This book by Stephen Kotler. He wrote this book called Superman, and it's really about studying flow, studying being in the quote-unquote zone, and it's a whole science behind it. So I'm very curious why you chose to dive into that world, Ryan, about high performance.
Yeah, that's a great question. I kind of stumbled into it, to be honest. And the reason why I did it is because I get really excited and energized to help people grow and to watch that spark happen where they finally get it. That growth's not based on sheer willpower, and it's not for the elite or for the guys that are in your face and tense yelling in the camera, but it's for everybody, right? And it's based around small, simple, healthy actions done each and every single day for the goal to build momentum and not, you know, be based on sheer willpower, because that leads to burnout. And so the reason, oh, go ahead.
No, well, so, because I'm looking at your bio, right? You're an athlete at a fairly high level. So was that something that as a kid, you felt that growing up so that you just were able to parlay that into being a high performance coach?
Yeah. So I had a benefit of having a great college career where I end up being an ESPN academic All-American on my senior year of college. And I took that kind of competitive edge and went and did a startup in Silicon Valley. So I started a company, recruited a team, and over 2.5 years, we became a statistic and I shut down that business. And so when I had to let my team go and I had to pack up my U-Haul with barely any money, make it back to my parents' basement at the age of 27, I had a chance finally to kind of reflect on what happened. How did I go from the ESPN All-American to be completely broke in my parents' basement while my friends are all kind of going on with their lives? And I had that realization that the same mindsets and disciplines I took to the baseball field to be successful, I needed to take those same exact approaches to my professional life. But unfortunately, that failed business would cause me to learn that. So at that moment, I realized that I knew how to grow. I knew how to perform at a high level. I just never thought about there was a process to it. And so I understood that process. And my job from there was to learn the process, start to grow myself. And then eventually, as my success started to become noticeable, as I got to another startup, people started coming to me for coffee and mentorship and coaching to teach them what I was doing. And that's how I kind of stumbled into this high performance coach. So I ended up writing a book around it called The Intentional Day. And now I get to teach people this formula that I've sort of just grew up into because of an athlete, but really learned at it when I was at the lowest of low in my life.
And it's also a great analogy, Ryan, because for those of us who are not into baseball, a great batting average is, 30%.
Yes.
That's like a great batting average. Yeah. Yeah. And but it's a great analogy for life too, because so many of us beat ourselves up internally thinking, oh, I didn't do well this day or that day. I'm like, look, you look at, again, as you're a baseball player, you know, 30% is considered amazing. So I also like the fact that you have this intentional day, because just the word intention, so many people in life, unfortunately, just go about life just, oh, let's go with the flow. I'm like, yeah, you could, but what if you go off the cliff?
That's right.
So that's going with the flow, because unfortunately, a lot of people are going off a cliff monetarily, emotionally, spiritually, because they're just following the flow. Now, in your case, intention, why did you choose even that word? Because it's a very powerful word.
Yeah, thank you. I love that word. And the reality of it is we have one life to live. It's easy to get on that hamster wheel, right? And you keep on going. And but that's like, we have so much more to life than that. Like, don't you want to know where you want to go and then start taking actions today to get there? Like, that just seems so obvious to me. But let me tell you a story of how I kind of understood the power of intentionality. I was teaching my intentional leadership course inside a business. And there was probably 25, you know, leaders in the room. And I was delivering the content. And there was a guy in the back corner. His name was Steve. And he was probably 60 years old. And you can see just the face just wasn't in the same spot everybody else was at. And he looked a little bit bewildered. And so I was like, hold on, Steve, like what's going on? Or, you know, like I can see you're kind of maybe not engaged. And he sort of had this like look on his face and it was very saddened and kind of like bewildered. And he said, Ryan, you know, like my whole life, I've always done what's in front of me. So I got good grades in high school so I can go to college. After college, I got that first good job. And then as promotions came, I kept on taking that job. And I realized today for the very first time in my life that I think I wasted my life. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. And I think it's too late for me. And I honestly, Christopher, didn't know how to respond because I'm teaching this stuff. And I think maybe his professional life, it is too late to be intentional. And so, but what I took from that was how important it was to pause and think about the life that you want to live and start to put those intentional actions in place today to get there. And so that's sort of what has drove me to understand the importance of intentionality and the importance of catching people earlier so we don't get to the spot where our career is over and we have no clue why we even did what we did as a profession.
Yeah, Robin, that's a profound story because as you're telling me this, I was struck because it reminded me of this woman I met in her 60s. She's retired. This is 20 years ago. So she'd probably be in the 80s now if she's still alive. But she said the same thing when I was talking about purpose, the purpose of life. And she's like, interesting, Christopher. I'm retired now. I'm still thinking about my purpose. But going back to you, for all the listeners, by the way, we have listeners from 92 countries. I don't care how old you are. It's all about if you're breathing, you can still live. So to be clear on whoever's out there, I was watching this YouTube video the other day and people over 50 are like looking for another job. And I wanted to shout out the YouTube, like, you don't need to look for a job. You should create your own business because jobs are just 20 years ago, but it's like if they have a business mind and they create their own business, especially online, as a 50 plus year old, for any of those 50 plus years on this podcast, experts are hired because they have experience. So if you're over 50, you can find things that you've done better than someone else. And if you have that mindset of being an entrepreneur, you'll be so much better off than being just looking for a job. So thank you for reminding us of that, Ryan. Now let's talk about specifics and pragmatics and just day-to-day. What are some things that you teach your clients that they can be more intentional each day?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I teach my clients is centered around a formula that I've coined called the intentional growth model. And what it means, what it says is that knowledge plus discipline or intentional actions is what leads to growth. And so as I coach my clients and what's in my book, it's centered around how do we gain more knowledge and or awareness or emotional intelligence. You know, we get this stuff from courses and from people and from spouses, right? And once we have these awareness and learnings, then, okay, how do we actually apply intentional actions to those learnings? Now, intentional actions, what I call daily disciplines. They could be healthy habits. They could be actions that we reform each day or each week that's building the healthy disciplines in our life and habits in our life in order for us to grow. You can't have only one. You can't just have all the knowledge in the world, but no idea how to apply it. And you also can't just be the most tactical person in the world because you may be a great execution person, but you'll look back at your life at age 65 and say, I have no idea why I went what direction I wanted to go in. So you need both. So that's what I teach my clients. And underneath there, there's four stages of intentional growth that's based on neuroscience and psychology that's in the book that we kind of break down way deeper into other elements of their lives. But obviously, we don't have time on this podcast to talk about all that.
And talk to us about a client that you have worked with and he or she was able to implement some of your strategies.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I get a lot of clients who are performing really well in one of the pillars of their life. And most of the time, it's around the career. They have a great career, they're thriving, but the other areas of life are just non-existent to them. And they realize that there's more to life than just working. And so a lot of times my clients come to me in that stage. And so there was a female, she's a wonderful graphic designer. She's a creative director, she's thriving. She's working her butt off though. And she realized that she's not living the life she actually wants to live. She's having the profession she wants to have. And so we talked about saying, okay, let's pause. Let's dream about what is that life that you want to live? How do we now put things in place to go after it? And so what we did, we broke that down and we started looking at the morning routine. So before she started work, what would it look like? we started looking about how do we eat healthier? Because that's one of her really big things. How do we establish more rhythms of life around exercise? And so all of a sudden, you know, compounding over a few months, she got to the point where she realized that not only is she performing better at her work because of this program, but she actually feels she has way more margin of time. She's getting her daily disciplines done. She's killing it at work. And then she feels like rested at night. And she's never felt this way. She told me that she goes from feeling like she was trying to survive to all of a sudden now she feels like she's thriving. And that mindset shift was so huge. And it's so fulfilling to me to see that happen. But it really came down to her putting simple daily disciplines in place that allowed her to grow.
That's awesome, Ryan. And that's really what it comes down to, creating these simple disciplines with your guidance, obviously. The last question I have, Ryan, is when you wake up in the morning, what's the first intention you have in your mind or heart?
So I'm a Christian. So the first thing I do is spend some quiet time with God. And then I start to read and study some books, and then I journal. And then depending on the day, I will exercise or I'll go wake my daughter up and change her diaper and feed her. So it's one of those things.
God and baby. That's awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for being on our show. How can our guests stay in touch with you and read your book?
Yeah, two ways. One, hit my website up, theintentionalday.com. You can find more information about the book. And I also give a free webinar on the psychology and neuroscience of this. The other way, if you just want to stay in contact, but not ready for the website, you can catch me on Instagram at ryan.intentionalday.
Awesome. Ryan, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.